going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Our general manager spoke today, folks.
What do you say?
I'm talking about Terry Fontenot.
What do you say?
The Atlanta Falcons general manager.
What's the scoop?
He didn't say anything.
What's the plan?
He didn't really say anything. Like, look, we are going to let you dissect some of the things that he said. Okay? And I'm not being mean-spirited by saying that. We knew he was not going to come on today and go, here's who we want to draft. But, Mike, one of the things that I wanted to answer, and I texted our boy Mark Zeno, who was there. Zeno, thank you, bro. Good job.
Did he ask tough penetrating questions?
He did.
Good job, Colonel.
And yes, salute the Colonel. And I said, Z, make sure you ask Terry Fontenot how much input Jeff Olbrich's going to have in the decision-making with these picks. New defensive coordinator, defense has sucked. Are him, Terry, and Ra all on the same page when it comes to these defensive picks? And he asked him, Mike, and Terry said, well, you know what? There's a lot of noise down the hall the other day, and I was like, whoa, what is all this noise?
Terry.
And he was like, man, I found out it was Brick and those guys watching film. He is enthusiastic.
Oh, can't wait. Yeehaw.
He didn't answer it.
Great. That's great.
Mike, how much input is he going to have? How much input is anybody going to have when it comes to these, defensive picks?
Yeah. I mean, look, this is it. You know, you brought in your guy, you know, and Ra. Eventually, you know, we know what happened. Jimmy was not the guy. You eventually took up the defense, took it over. What is the scheme? You've got to be involved. And this is, you know, this is the one thing that they've got to be able. We always talk about the, how does this collaborative effort work? Well, this is one where let the guys that are going to be making the stew pick the groceries. We're talking about the defense. Your offense is set. You know, unless you guys have been sandbagging this whole time about right tackle. I mean, you know what you need. Let these guys go get it. Okay, period. End of story.
That's how I feel. I didn't get the sense that that is how it may work, but that's how I feel. I was hoping he would say, look, we hired Brick. He's got great experience, and we trust the players that he really likes, and we're going to give him an opportunity to bring in the guys he wants to bring in. That necessarily wasn't said. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to get the right guys, but let's just be honest here, guys. We're a day away from the draft. A day away.
Right.
You got to get this right. And I don't care if we keep the 5 picks and the 2 seventh rounders or we add more picks. I don't care. At the end of the day, you got to get this right. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow bringing you all the coverage as we lead into the draft coverage with Wes, Dave, and our own Mike Conti. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait and to see where this thing may go with the Falcons. But I want you to hear, Terry, a couple of things, and we're going to dissect a bunch of things throughout the course of the show today. Here's Terry talking about, I love this, need versus availability.
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. And we want to take impact players off the board, but yet you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
All right, impact players. It's a word, Mike, buzzword.
Right.
We're going to hear it You're going to hear it a lot.
Impact players. That means a guy is going to have an impact for the kids following at home. In other words, you could draft a guy who would be, I don't know, let's say a project. That would be a Troy Andersen. Then you could have a guy there with a tremendous upside. That would be a Roro.
Correct.
Okay. Then there would be, well, guys, the other team's draft that actually go start and have like 10 sacks. That would be an impact player. So that's what we're looking for.
All right. And let me say this. Look, I'm not a big believer in all my years of covering the NFL. I've heard this same conversation, I don't know, 25 years. The need versus, you know, what position players or what kind of position you want to draft. And I will tell you this. The reason why I know that I don't believe in this is let's just use the teams at the top of this draft. Let's not even use the Falcons. The Titans' need is what? Quarterback.
Right.
Are you telling me they're going to draft the best offensive tackle? Are they going to draft the best safety? They're going to go draft the best linebacker because that's what they think is what's best. No, they are drafting need. And most teams, I believe, look at it this way. I'm not saying they discount, Mike, all the other players on the board, but this idea like, what is our need, Atlanta? A blind man can see it. Mm-hmm. What is our need? Edge, pass rush, better defensive players. That's our need, and we cannot stray away from that, Mike, and I don't care who's available. I don't care where you have guys ranked on the board. We should be drafting for need, and none of us should be upset about it.
No.
We should be drafting for need. We need edge. We need defensive tackles. Improve our defense, and our fan base will feel a lot better. So if they said, Mike, we're going to draft strictly on need, nobody should be upset, but it's always, well, it's need versus availability. Come on.
Well, then there's always the dreaded the best athlete. You know, this athlete was just too tremendous for us to pass up. He's just a generational. Sure, we had five guys at the position, but this guy was, we had him so high on our board. Not that anyone talks like that in our organization, but I sure hope not. But, you know, he was just so high on our whiteboard, we couldn't pass him up. But you don't really need that position. Well, we had to do it. Well, we don't really need a wide receiver. You know, so we don't really need a running back.
That's what I'm saying. I mean?
So that would be one. Now, the only one, like I said, the only thing that I would remotely consider that is outside, I think, most Falcon fans' expectations is a tackle. Because I don't believe in Caleb McGarry, but maybe they do. You know, or at least they think they can limp along enough with McGarry and hopefully Penix doesn't get killed back there. You know, because he's the blind side now. But that one outside, it's got to be edge rush. So then it comes down to the specifics. And then the only thing, like, in Terry Fontenot's defense, you're not going to give the game plan away. You will speak in generalities, maybe even throw some smoke to try to get somebody to trade up. If you're looking legitimately to trade down.
Okay.
And they asked him that question today, too.
They did. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game talking about our general manager, Terry Fontenot, speaking to the media today. And they usually do this, by the way. This is nothing new or, you know, if you're not familiar,
right.
Most teams do this a few days before the draft to kind of give a sense of where they're at. What about the work, the board that I always talk about, that big whiteboard, if you can imagine it, in a big conference room or an office somewhere hidden, and it's got names on it. Most of this stuff is digital now, by the way, but Terry Fontenot talked about the board being done.
I would say we wrapped up with the coaches kind of middle of last week, and you have the board set. But the hay's never in the barn. You know, the board is set right now, but you're continuing to gather as much information as you can. We've got more phone calls and more. You do everything you can all the way down to the wire until you're making that pick. So the board was set last week, and yet we're continuing to work through it.
Now, again, guys, for folks who've never been around a farm, hay's in the barn for those of our youngsters out there. Work is done.
Yeah.
You've been out there, Carl, sweating. You put all that hay, it's been piled neatly, and now you're ready to go do your work.
Yeah, the wagon has left. I mean, all these metaphors, absolutely. And I do think the hay is in the barn. I do think they know exactly who they want. But again, to Mike's point, are they going to say that? And I didn't expect them to. Here's the last thing, just for now, that, and we'll go through with some of the other things that Terry talked about. He's trying to answer these questions as best as possible, but I just want clarity. And one of the things that we're not getting clarity on is, again, if you need all this help on defense, how much input is the defensive coordinator going to have? Right. Is he not going to be able to pick some of these groceries? Because, by the way, Mike, you said it. He may be gone after 1 year if the coach is gone after two seasons. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But, guys, again, now we're talking about five drafts under Terry Fontenot, right? He's been here 5 years. Is that correct? God, time flies.
Right.
And then we're talking about Ra going into year two, changing defensive coordinators in year one, and bringing in a guy that has experience. I just want to know how much input he's going to have. And nobody was willing to say that today. Go ahead.
And by the way, I'm sorry to cut you off. This has been, this is one of those things. It did drive us a little crazy with Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn back in the old regime about just how these decisions get made. And, you know, just how? Let's say, Carl, you're at loggerheads over some guy, right?
That's right.
Who's going to be who's the tiebreaker?
Well, Mike, what if it's Michael?
Is Rich McKay called?
Don't start. It's Michael and, I don't know, James Pierce, right? We're just talking.
Right.
And let's just say Brick loves Pierce, his size, and he's, he explodes on tape, blah, blah, blah.
He thinks he's Jack McKinley.
Well, maybe not. And then, the scouting department and everybody else is like, well, we really love Michael. I'm just wondering who wins that battle, right?
And that's not I don't think that's a question that's out of line. I mean, the process has always been a freaking great. It's like picking a pope. Let's be honest. Our draft picks, it's like picking a pope. We don't know. The smoke comes out of the chimney, and no one knows how it got there.
All right, here's Fontenot talking about the players with red flags. Here's where I'm at also on this. I don't care. I mean, if somebody, Mike, God forbid, murdered somebody, all right, and there's question marks about his character, we can have a conversation. If you're telling me somebody, smoked some weed or there was a traffic violation and nobody got hurt, I'm not concerned. Like, we should be looking at all of these guys. But here's what Terry Fontenot said about red flags.
The pressure's always there, absolutely, and that's a part of it. You know, if you're not comfortable with the pressure, then you shouldn't be working in the NFL, definitely shouldn't be in a leadership position, but you got to get the picks right. And at the end of the day, right now we got 5 draft picks, and you can look at historical numbers, and every year there's going to be first-round picks that don't play well, and there's going to be undrafted free agents that end up being really good players. You know, so you have to get the picks right, regardless of if we make 5 picks and get 10 players in undrafted free agency, whatever it is, it's about getting the picks right.
All right, that's Terry talking about the pressure of being the general manager here. Here's Terry talking about the red flags that make players maybe undraftable.
And they go through that. And then, again, I'm not going to get into all the specifics of how we go about gathering information, but then you have background checks. There's a lot of layers to that as we determine it, and there are going to be some players. It's much like the medical, right? When you go through the medical process, you get all the information, you get the doctors involved, and there's going to be some players that have a medical alert that, hey, this is something we have to talk about, and some players that fail physicals, and that's, you hate that. You never want that to happen. It's sad when you go through it that, hey, this player is – it's when you get that list sometime after the combine, you have that medical meeting, and you see some players that you actually can't draft because of the medical. It's the same process with the character. You go through it. There's character flags that we discuss, and there's players that we wouldn't bring in the building because of those things. But it's a very detailed, thorough process. We take it serious.
I mean, there's a lot of guys. Falcons, most famous would probably be Jesse Tuggle out of Valdosta State, undrafted free agent. So there is some stock. I mean, that's not just GM speak. I mean, the Cowboys, remember with Tex Schramm back in the day?
Brilliant.
Drew Pearson, Larry Little, who else? I mean, they had a bunch of guys on that offensive line were all undrafted free agents. I mean, Joe Jacoby was an undrafted free agent. That's a famous Redskins story back in the day. Jason Peters was undrafted. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of guys that somehow just – either where you're picking, or in this case, maybe undrafted because we didn't have enough picks to draft them with. Maybe we do get them in camp, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right. I want to hear your thoughts, guys. What's your concern? And, Daddy, let's put up a poll at Dukes and Bill 929. What's your concern heading into the draft? We're one day away. Is it that you feel like they're not going to get this right? You feel like they're going to go in a different direction and not draft for need and draft a player or a position that you feel may be unneeded? That's how a lot of Falcon fans felt the last few years when we went wide receiver. Right. It was like, we don't need that. What are we doing? We don't need that. So I want to know what your concern is. We'll put it up at Dukes and Bell and get your thoughts, guys. You can find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Look, I think, Mike, for me, it's just kind of boiling up right now with us feeling better about the overall draft. Look, I felt good about Bijan. I know many of you didn't. The Pitts thing, that's neither here nor there. I mean, you look at our picks over the last few years and you start saying, okay, where do we really get it right? And I just want to feel like Friday, going into Friday, good about Thursday, want to feel good about Friday, and then whatever happens Saturday, if they move these picks, Mike, or they trade or whatever happens, and Sunday, you go, all right, look at the picks that we have. How are these guys going to come in and help us? And that's where I think most Falcon fans want to be. I think a lot of Falcon fans over the last few years have kind of been like, what's the word you use? Meh.
Right.
About the draft.
Well, I mean, like as we said, and we spent so much time on it because it was a big pick, and it was a pick that raised a lot of eyebrows around the NFL, and that was Kyle Pitts. And hopefully this year, I mean, if I said 2 out of 5 years, you know, you actually are a Pro Bowler, most guys would say, I guess that kind of validates, I guess. But, I mean, have you been the red zone weapon? All the things we've argued and debated. Pitts has got to be a guy because that's on – see, that's part of Terry's resume. Then you throw 5 years of not being in the playoffs, we don't go this year, you're fired. You're fired, okay? You've done some good things with the offense, but you've never gotten the defense right. So let's hope they do.
All right, guys, plenty to get to this afternoon. We are going to talk about what's going on with our Braves as well. Also, our buddy Charles Davis from NFL Network is going to stop by next hour. He will help us break down a lot of the players we're talking about. Stay tuned for that as we continue to talk about the NFL draft. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game is your home for the draft. Tomorrow, lots of entertainment, guys. We're going to be down at Mercedes-Benz. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live. We're going to have late night wrap-up shows. It's all going down right here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
White smoke! They've elected the new pope!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Wednesday. Tomorrow, the NFL draft is going down. Boy, the rain coming down here in Midtown, isn't it?
Yeah, baby. And you know, Carl, we need it.
Really?
I was telling Day-Day today, man, and again, I spent like 3 weeks last week. That's one of the storylines on the show, is me and this endless yard work trying to get the house ready for some stupid deadline of Masters weekend I set for myself. But yeah, Carl, I hope I didn't wash away too much of that Bermuda that I put down today.
Yeah.
I know. Who am I? I don't know who I am. I look in the mirror. I don't know who I am anymore.
It's, yeah, this is coming down.
It's cats and dogs right now in the city.
No doubt. All right. Be safe out there if you're roaming around. We've been talking about Terry Fontenot to start the show today because he spoke to the media. Raw did not, by the way. Were you surprised about that? I mean, like the head coach and the general manager sitting there together. I'm just asking.
Well, it's the GM show.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
A couple guys hitting us up on text. Guy just hit us up. Zach says, every single mock has Mike Green going to Atlanta, which means he's not coming
probably.
To Atlanta.
It's probably
well,
true.
Well, I went back and looked just for the hell of it, just for the smell of it.
Yeah.
Back in 2015, NFL.com with the eighth pick, the Falcons select Vic Beasley. So they had it right. At least the NFL Network did that year.
Well, look.
And that was indeed. He was the best correct. Player, the most qualified edge rusher.
Correct. And that's the thing that concerns me, Mike. Poll questions up, Day-Day, at Dukes and Bell 929. What concerns you? Are they going to go just, hey, best player available? You believe that?
No. No way.
I don't either.
And if the guy you're looking for is not there, then you just trade down. And again, sometimes easier said than done. You got to have another team to work with.
Yeah, you got to have a partner, no doubt. All right. One of the things that Terry Fontenot said today, and it was kind of funny, because Mike and I were talking about Kirk Cousins attended the first day of the offseason workouts yesterday, and I was like, why? And we discussed it. But they asked Terry today, our media here in town was like, did you speak to him? Yeah. And it just made me laugh because it's like Kirk Cousins walking through the halls at Flowery Branch and like everybody's got their head down and nobody's talking to him. And,
right.
and Terry said, of course, like, yes, I've spoken with him. But there's like this perception, like, you know, always he's got this dunce hat on, Mike. He's walking through the halls. Nobody's going to speak to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
He's there. Guys, people don't hate him at Flowery Branch. I don't know what that perception is. Mike and I have gone in on him because we didn't like the way things went down with our team. But
I mean, I know
how
I would feel as a teammate, but I'm not sure those guys feel that way.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's up there, and it kind of made me laugh. Like, have you spoken with him? No, nobody. We're just going to let him walk through the halls and do his business, and nobody's going to speak to the quarterback.
Interesting question came up today at the gym, and a shout out to Ron, who's a big listener of our show. And Ron is, I want to say, he is a Fayette County Sheriff's Deputy, but it's either Fayette or Henry. But anyway, he's a lawman. And Ron asked me, he goes, if we hadn't drafted Penix, and again, there's a lot of ways we could have gone with it. He goes, do you think we might have taken a quarterback, a flyer on somebody later in the second or third round? And he goes, and if that was the case, he goes, would Cousins have been more forthcoming with his injury status? Because he really did feel threatened. And again, it was well documented that he was, you know, felt blindsided by the draft pick. Do you feel if it was just a regular, you know, a Tyler, a Heinicke or a typical worker bee, average Joe backup, that Cousins would be more forthcoming after the Saints game?
Yeah, there's no pressure.
I think that's what I told him. Yeah. I said yes.
Yeah, there's no pressure. You could be more honest about where you were physically because there's no pressure on the Falcons to insert the first round pick. And, you know, where you picked and how much you get paid always dictates a lot of things.
But if you're Kurt, I mean, like I said, if you know that, hey, I've just got Joe Slobotnik and he'll be the backup and maybe we take an L this week.
That's right.
So then do you're forthcoming? And then perhaps, now again, only the parallel universe will we ever know the answer to this. He gets himself right enough where he's not stinking it up the next few weeks. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wish he had.
I don't know if we'll ever know the real answer to that.
Right.
But it is interesting. And you know, again, hindsight's 20/20. When you start talking about this is maybe what we should have done, I don't think they regret drafting Penix. Matter of fact, I know they don't. But I do think, Mike, that the circumstances would have played out differently if it was a lesser tier quarterback that was backing up Kirk Cousins.
And again, you know my position on this. I love Penix, and I think he's a good pick, but just don't do both. And just that one's going to – I'm going to have to roll with that one for many, many years, and we'll see. Can't wait to see Penix get a full season under his belt. Just wish he had already had a full season under his belt.
All right, guys, more to get to. You can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Big O's behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day's executive producing the show. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Yeah. Story number one.
Well, Braves lost last night, 10-4 to the Cards, Mike. Nobody really did anything. We had a couple of home runs. I think the bigger news is, look who's back with the Braves.
Yeah, again, like a bad penny, just keep finding that would be, of course.
Jesse Chavez.
Uncle Jesse has returned. Now, this is the second. Now, if I told you he'd be on this team and released and back again before May 1st, that's a bit crazy, isn't it?
It is. But they also transferred Nacho Alvarez to the 60-day IL, and then they optioned Nathan Wiles to AAA. Made some moves. Ultimately, though, last night it was just we didn't have enough offense. And so, you know, the Cards got out on us.
The big inning. I mean, we knew that when you go with a bullpen start, your best bullpen pieces generally aren't going to be on the back end of it.
True.
And these guys, that's what happened. They did implode. Decent job from Blewett. He didn't really blow it. If I'd said just two earned runs from Blewett, and that was fine. Bummer was good. And then, unfortunately, Montero, Lee, DeSantos, it just the wheels came off. And Wiles already got optioned, to your point. He got sent down. So 10-4, they lose. I said this to Day-Day before the show, and you and I were just talking off the air. Look, I love Ozzie Albies. He's one of my favorite Braves. He's terrible right now. He's batting 250, but his clutch is like zero. He's got 11 RBIs, Carl, on the season, 8 RBIs for the month. And he's had so many terrible at-bats, more from the left hand than the right hand, but just off, I mean, just god-awful at-bats. Killing you. First pitch swinging, that happened again last night, wears me out.
I am happy that Riley's coming along. He had 3 hits last night. Sean Murphy, by the way, is hitting the ball and doing a really good job. Because we were concerned about Murph again, and why wouldn't we be after last season? But Snit said late, I think earlier this week, like he told those guys coming back off the injury, I'm not going to be the same dude. And so that was the positive last night. But today it is a getaway day. Braves are tied right now with the Cards 1-1. We'll keep you updated. That game is in the ninth inning, I believe, or bottom of the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth? I believe it is. And so we'll keep you updated as to what goes on as the Braves will move on and play on the road after today. But, you know, it's another opportunity. They're off tomorrow, and then Friday it's against the D-backs on the road in Arizona. Meanwhile, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
All right, it was the NBA playoffs, Mike. Right now, is there an intriguing series to you? Look, the Lakers series, I felt like they absolutely had to win. I mentioned it at the end of the show last night. They did. Everybody's talking about this rant that happened. I guess it was in the third quarter, maybe?
Yes. Was that about J.J. Redick?
With J.J. Redick and how he went in on everybody. And then LeBron, after the game, was like, we know J.J. is going to lose it every now and then. But they held on. They did kind of fall asleep at the wheel. But listen to Anthony Edwards talking about the Wolves moving forward.
It was up, 20-something, and we fought back and got back in the game. I think what hurt was when we cut it to, 11 in the third, in the middle of the third, and then they went on, 7-0 run. I think that's what hurt more than anything. Nothing better to be but 2-0, but we wanted one.
They did steal one. They stole the first one. Last night, Lakers win 94-85.
And the NBA just stole $50,000 from Anthony Edwards, basically telling a Laker fan that his stuff was bigger than that guy's.
Mm.
No one's been fined more, over $300,000 in fines for Ant-Man, who lets it hang. and the one-liners as well, apparently. Yeah, man, the Thunder and the Grizzlies, we were talking about this before the show. John Morant, I mean, we talk about leadership, and that's a rudderless ship. You know, firing the coach earlier, a little bit sooner than they did with the Nuggets. But just either way, it's a rudderless ship. I don't know if they're going to win a game in this series. Just brutally bad.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, when he had his issues the last couple of years with the gunplay, and we were on our guy and Trae Young, and I said, Trae don't do any of this. Trae shows up. He plays. He doesn't miss games. He loves the game. He likes to play. Like, with all the conversation, Mike, about the stars, the other young stars, and you start trying to compare Trae Young, like, I'd rather have Trae than John Morant. And I know Ja is more explosive and jumps higher and all that stuff, but he's had so many issues. And to your point, I just don't think he's a leader. I really do not. Last night, the body language, when they were getting killed by OKC, not in just game one, like last night, OKC opens up a big lead in the second quarter, and Ja's just kind of on the bench. You know, it's like la-la land, man. I don't know what to think.
The other thing last night, if you didn't see it, Tyrese Halliburton getting after it with Dame Lillard.
Uh-oh.
That's a great – I mean, it's one of those ones that's a rivalry. They don't like each other, the Pacers and the Bucks. And Indiana is up now 2-0. And all of a sudden, Giannis – and ever since they fired Coach Bud, things have been just strange. There's some injuries and other things that happened, trading away some of their heart and soul and glue guys on that Bucks team. But, yeah, man, Pacers leading that series 2-0. We talked about the Knicks yesterday. Thibodeau crying like a – about the foul situation. We'll see if that changes when they get into Motown. I doubt it. And it looks like, you know, the Celtics are just going to go through the Magic like poop through a goose.
I think so. Tonight, Orlando and Boston, Golden State, Houston, Miami, Cleveland as the NBA playoffs continue. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Terry Fontenot, I mentioned it. He said, hey, yes, it's true. Cousins is in the building, and he's been here at least for the first day of voluntary workouts. Here's what he said about Cousins being around.
I wouldn't say a surprise. It's a, you know, this is a voluntary thing. And so whether a player comes or doesn't come, we have a lot of really good professionals that we know whether they're here or somewhere else, they're going to really take care of their body. And obviously Kirk is one of those guys. So I wouldn't say a surprise because it is voluntary. These guys, they put in a lot with what they do. And so they deserve times with their families if they decide not to come or to come. So I wouldn't say it was a surprise.
Okay. As we said yesterday, whether Kurtz is trying to look like a good boy or it's more about fulfilling 80 to 90% of his obligations to the team to make sure he's obligating to his contract.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's more about the money. Yeah. So we'll see.
I don't know, Mike. Again, it's surprising to me, but is it a big picture? Is it really going to matter if he's not here? It's not going to matter.
No,
right?
I mean, like I said, if and when we go through the season, look, it'll be fun. If one of the sidebars, in addition to the players we add to the draft, will be interesting to see how this thing goes. If there's teams right there, Terry did say he did cop to it, didn't think we get Kirk Cousins off the books during this draft period. So there won't be a trade consummated this weekend, doesn't sound like.
Yeah, doesn't feel
and
that
that's
way.
Always going back. And give my partner credit. You've always said you thought it was going to be June to August. Something would happen.
Yeah, we just got to wait it out, unfortunately. All right, when we come back, we got to look at some of these draft picks, man. We're a day away. We got to look at some of the potential things that are going on with the draft. Teams at the top of this draft are fielding calls. How much movement is actually going to happen? We'll talk about it next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond.
So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Braves find a way to get it done as they win another series, Mike, and that's good against the Cardinals. I know you're frustrated with Ozzie, but, you know, the thing about this team, at least right now, is nothing is working all together. We get spurts from different parts of the team, whether it's the bats or the pitching staff or the bullpen, whatever it might be. But the Braves find a way to get it done, and they scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to do it. So today it was a struggle. Eighth. I apologize. 1-1 going into the eighth inning. They hold the Cards down, and then in the bottom of the eighth, they score three runs. 4-1, the final score today. Money Harris, Mike, three hits today. Riley with another hit. Ozuna, Olsen. You had a bunch of guys with hits. Ozzie had one, but as you mentioned, now his average is, what, down to .234
right
after today's game. But Drake Baldwin had a hit. But at the end of the day, you're getting some clutch right now from this Braves team.
Yeah, man. I know that last night was frustrating because of the injury to Strider, kind of pushed it back, so you didn't really have the A-team, as we said, as far as how your bullpen was going to play out. And the bullpen is not great. We just know it. It's not the night shift. As a matter of fact, it's the third shift. Nothing against you guys who work the overnight, but I mean it's bad. So it's been inconsistent at best. But you're right, the clutch hitting. So you win another series, and hopefully they start to build these little checks and kind of build some momentum. And it will be interesting when they finally get to play the Mets. Mets beating up on the Phillies. It'll be interesting to see how this team stacks up because. You know, and the Acuna thing. We're just talking about this Knox who does all our internet and interweb stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying, curious, when Acuna comes back, does he hit the ground running? Is he going to be like kid gloves? And how does this whole dynamic play out with this little controversy on the side, too?
You think they're going to even – I don't even know if they acknowledge it, right?
It doesn't matter how much the media wants to push it, and
sure,
they won't.
Sure.
So it'll die pretty quickly, but unless Ronald makes a thing out of it.
Yeah, I mean, because he will be asked, I'm sure, about, hey, you posted that and you took it down. And he'll have to answer that at some point, but – if they're winning games, Mike, and we've gotten back into this race
at all,
yeah, and nobody's gonna care about whether or not what he said, or if he meant it, or if him and Snit have some kind of beef. Bottom line is, good win today against the Cards. Off day tomorrow, and then they head to Arizona to take on the D-backs. What do you think about all the rumors right now? And there are a lot of them when it comes to the top of this draft. Whether the Browns are looking to selling their number two overall pick, who's potentially looking to move up? It's kind of interesting to me. The Texans, by the way, they've been busy over the last few years. I mean, remember, they drafted C.J. Stroud, and then they made moves to go get Will Anderson. I think that's a team that could be active, but you just don't know, Mike, and under the circumstances, they needed everything they went after. They went and got their quarterback and edge rusher that particular draft. I think it was 23, because they've both been there two seasons. But I don't know if I believe all the stuff that's kind of roaming around. Even the Saints, who own the number 9 pick, Mike, we keep talking about they picked before us. What are they looking to do?
Right.
Quarterback seems to be the potential target.
Yeah. Hey, we've asked all of our experts, and we're going to ask Charles Davis, whose mock is up, by the way, at NFL Network. You can check out what Charles has got. Charles, by the way, has got, and he's kind of using a little bit of chalk here. He's got Ward, Hunter, Carter going to the Giants, and he's got Shador Sanders. Where's Shador Sanders going? I'll find Shador Sanders. I guess he's got him falling down a little bit because that's been one of those questions that we've asked everybody. Where exactly does he play, and how does this thing affect where, again, we're going to pick? Is somebody maybe going to come up to find him? I mean, there's a lot of juice now that all of a sudden the Steelers may be coming up for a quarterback, or maybe they stand pat and they feel somebody's going to fall to them. You know, we've debated all the injuries and the injury components of some of these elite defensive players, both corners and edge rushers. So that's going to be interesting. He's got us going with Derek Harmon, by the way, defensive tackle from Oregon.
Okay.
First time I've seen him linked to us.
He's a top player. He's one of the top players in this draft. And again, I'm not going to be upset. Maybe you guys might be. D-tackle or edge, I'm happy because I know how that changes and helps our defense. But, Mike, if you're telling me you're going to go get the best D-tackle, we brought this up yesterday when we were talking about, the kid out of Ole Miss. I'm not necessarily
– Nolan, right.
Correct, Walter Nolan. I'm not necessarily disappointed if that's the route they want to go, but it also tells me that, okay, maybe the guys that we've been talking about are not as high on their board if they were to do something like that and go D-tackle.
Right. But there's these storylines, and again, I can't find Shador Sanders on Charles Davis's draft, so I will – I guess he's buying into some of this Shador Sanders falling out. So we'll talk about it when he joins us a little bit later in the 3 o'clock hour. Do you feel that we will – real quick, off the top of your head, how many quarterbacks go in the first round?
Three.
okay. Because right now, some guys, if you buy into the Shedeur Sanders thing, maybe it's just two. Or maybe somebody does love him and comes up to get him. And then there's those, as you said, Shuck, and we've got, you know, Milrow, some of these other wild cards that are out there. Then there's the, you know, the Saints. The Saints could go a number of ways. They could go quarterback, offensive line, wide receiver, D. Basically, the Saints need a little bit of everything. It's in front of those guys that are picking in front of us. Bears could go defense, 49ers. I just would love to get that impact player we talked about in the start of the program. I just would love to know what's – I'd love to know what's on the top of that whiteboard right now at Flowery Branch.
Yeah.
You got any insight?
No.
Come on, just, spill it, man.
No.
What you know,
I, look,
man?
I told you yesterday who they love. It doesn't mean they're going to draft him. I just right. – you know, it's one of those things where – you have to see how this plays out, and that's what makes it so compelling. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots of rumors at the top of this draft. To Mike's point, some teams saying they're open for business, but I don't know if anybody's going to be willing to give up the kind of compensation to go get picks 1, 2, or 3,
right?
Because you're going to give up a buttload of picks, guys, to make that move. And this is not that draft. I've said it time and time again, Mike. You're not going to go get a game-changing kind of player. Not saying that these guys aren't good, but if you're going to give up that kind of compensation, you have to totally buy in and believe that this guy is going to change your franchise. And if you don't, Mike, I said it, you can get the same guy or similar talent later in the draft.
And that's why, you know, will there be, and right now there's no trades, you mentioned that, maybe there will be a lack of movement because of everything you just said, because the perception of 15 to 45 is the same guy. You know, or the same, you know, all the corners are basically in that same level. That's why some of those mock drafts, Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky is available for us in the second round. That would be great for
now,
us.
Now, by the way, if he is there,
woo.
I'm on that.
Yeah, Brian McFadden told us he would not be there,
but there
are some mocks where he still is there in the second. So just a matter of, you know, the eye of the beholder. Abdul Carter, we all know he's the man, but then who's going to be that second edge rush guy off the board? Does Mike Green be there for us? Is he going to fall? Or not necessarily fall, but just. Based on what I've seen, he's slotted where he's supposed to be picked, 15, by us.
Yeah. If you buy into him being the second best or third best edge guy in this draft, then, you know, the brilliant thing is like last year, there were 14 – it's not going to happen this year. There were 14 offensive picks before the first defensive player was taken last year. That's not happening this year. So, Mike, if it did, obviously it would play to our benefit because now we get to select whoever the hell we want, and you got all these players defensively sitting there. My point is, nobody expected that last year. You had 14 guys that are offense, quarterbacks. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 15. That's why that thing changed the way it did. So this year, if you get a mix, Mike, of offensive tackles, which we know they're high on a lot of people's boards, you're going to get a couple of running backs potentially, certainly one in the top 15. And I'm just talking about the 15 before we draft. You're going to get at least two quarterbacks, maybe three. I don't think three go in the top 15. I think three go in the top 25. And then you're talking about the other positions, right? Wide receiver, corner. All of a sudden, I think you're getting a mix of positions that it's going to look completely different than it did last year.
All right. Now, I had not seen this one. There's all these mock drafts are basically dropping now. Everybody's called 4.0 or 5.0.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in some case, you remember Jay Gruden, the offensive coordinator, John's brother?
Yeah.
You know, from the Commanders, et cetera. And a guy who's been a coach in this league. He's got us, listen to this. I just saw this just popped. He's got us making a trade with the Giants, basically throwing it all in for Abdul Carter.
Okay. Now, look. Did I not tell you if you love something, go get it? If you want it and you think he's a game changer, go make it happen. Mike, if they give up their entire draft and we get Abdul Carter,
I'm down with it.
I'm fine.
I can live with that.
I'm fine. So that is different, though.
That's a big roll of the dice, but I'm down with it.
It's different than let's add additional picks, move back, and try to play this numbers game versus I got one guy I want. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to go get him. Let's go make it happen. I'm fine.
So that's where he's got us. Now, again, not knowing what we would have to move up and get, I would imagine there'd be a second round of some compensation in the next year's draft as well. So we couldn't just get there from 15 with what we've got right now.
Probably not. That's true. 404-726-0929. Just talking about some of the stuff that's out there.
It's intriguing, though. It's fun to see some of this stuff. And as I said, I looked at Charles Davis's draft, and I can't find Shedeur Sanders.
If he gets to 21, I still think the Steelers – pick him. If he goes beyond 23, which is the Rams, then he may be a day two guy.
Right.
Because at that point, when you start looking at the draft, and trust me, I've analyzed this over and over and over and over and over. The bottom line, Mike, is when you start looking at the back half of the draft, 24, Chargers, Herbert. 25, Green Bay. They're not picking a quarterback. 26, Commanders. You know Jaden's there. 27, Ravens, stop it. Bills, 28. Eagles, 29. Vikings, 30.
Right.
Nobody's picking a quarterback.
You can jump in and do it.
Chiefs, Lions, that's 25 through 32. So if he gets to 23, which is Rams,
right,
and nobody's taking him, you get to the Chargers next. Shador Sanders, I don't think he gets taken until the second day.
Let me throw this at you. I mean, Blanks, you guys were just throwing some crazy scenarios out there. Even though they gave some money to Sam Darnold, Seattle, would see if he's there for Seattle at 18?
I don't think so.
See, this is where this will be one of those, maybe the Geno Smith in the green room. I hope it's not for sure. Maybe that's why I should have said, I'm not, thanks, but no thanks. I won't be in the green room up in Lambeau.
Yeah, I hope it's not either. And, you know, I'm looking at something right now that just popped up.
Less guys, by the way, going to be at this in any draft in the last 5 years, according to what's been reported.
Where one NFL assistant said Shador Sanders, he's not that good. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. And, you know, if you're buying into it and if you believe it.
Right.
But it's all in the eye of the beholder. And some of the guys that I've spoken with have said, look, this is just shenanigans, Mike. At the end of the day, everybody's saying all this stuff, but the teams that are really interested ultimately are going to do what they need to do, and that's draft the kid.
Jim on the text line, he's in Lithonia.
Hey, all bro. Right.
What's up, Jimbo? He says, do you think we'll be able to get a deal over the weekend? Again, the general manager was asked for Kirk Cousins. General managers didn't think that would happen, so I would think you'd look basically all the way through the draft. And then you'd see maybe some trades, maybe some does, maybe some doesn't. But I think maybe it's something like musical chairs. Whoever didn't get their quarterback room the way they thought it would be aligned, then maybe someone outside of the only two teams we've been linked to is Cleveland and the Steelers, you know, for us. That's it.
Mike, and you know what else I was going to, and we'll play it for you here in a second, but Terry was asked about the salary specifics, like what are they looking in return? You know, we talked about this. I think the Falcons, or at least the report was, they're asking any one of these teams that are interested in Cousins to pay, what, $20 million of the salary?
And he said that was inaccurate.
Yes. So our general manager today said we haven't put any salary specific terms on what we want to return. Okay, I don't know. I mean, like, how can you have that conversation if that's not a part of it?
Well, then, so then what? Someone's going to get him for 10? Someone's getting for $5 million. Just give me. Can I buy a seventh round pick for $5 million? I mean, that's what you're going to be into. Again, guys, remember when you guys were clowning me for reading the Bill Barnwell article? That's what Bill Barnwell was saying. There's just no market here. You know, I mean, nobody is going to come and give you money for Kirk Cousins. There's just no way. And this, like I said, unless all the stars align the wrong way for that team, and they can't find anybody in the draft or any one of the lesser quarterbacks still out there.
Here's Terry Fontenot on what we're talking about with the salary demands, what the Falcons would want in return if a trade was to happen.
We just have to look at whatever, say if we get an offer on any player. We get an offer, we have to look at it and say, is this going to help our team? Is this the betterment of our team? And then we'll do it with Kirk or anyone else. It comes down to that. But the report that says there's a specific number, that's not accurate. We haven't said that.
Okay. So, as we said, there's no market for him, guys. And he's got a no-trade clause. He's got final say in where he goes. Doesn't want to be around anybody with a QB that's in waiting. So that kind of limits. I mean, you're down to, like, nobody. You know, like I said, the only team potentially, even the Steelers are probably going to draft a quarterback in this draft at some point. It's just a matter of how high.
Because I don't think they know what Aaron's doing. I think they got to protect themselves, Mike.
Right.
You know? And that means making sure that you're going into the season having drafted one of these quarterbacks. Now, again, they don't have to do it in the first round. But if you are Mike Tomlin, don't think for a second that he's going to go into the season with Mason Rudolph or whatever playing quarterback for them. I don't believe that's the case. He's a good backup. Mm. He's been there. They know him. But you got to think about the future. 404-726-0929. We're going to talk more about what's going on around the NFL, including what Patrick Mahomes is saying in our 4th and 1 segment coming up, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. And then Charles Davis is going to join us at 3:20. Lots of draft conversation, guys, as we get ready for the big day that starts tomorrow and goes through Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough,
we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.